Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to the secret world of Slimming Club's fun size. If you've justified eating more out of the fridge because you need to make room for Christmas food, this is the podcast you need. I'm Jo, and with me is my fellow dieter, Victoria.
Hi.
And producer Paul. Hello.
Hi.
These fun size episodes are with you every Tuesday to take a look at how the outside world approaches their diet. And we hear from a listener's slimming angel and slimming devil. So we'll get a voice note later from Heather.
Okay, but first let's save another relationship.
Okay, here God, we go.
Good at this. Okay, here's the dilemma.
Well, I don't know if we've saved many, but carry on.
It's a new relationship and the couple stay in on a Friday night and order a pizza.
Mm-hmm.
Lovely. They eat half and put the other half to one side.
Okay.
I mean, that's crazy.
Crazy bad already.
Crazy.
Carry on.
When she went into the kitchen, she ate the toppings off the other half, leaving the pizza bare.
Okay. Just the base is there.
Just the base. She's eating the whole topping.
Okay, okay, great, okay.
The boyfriend flips out because he says that he was saving the other half for tomorrow's lunch.
Mm-hmm.
Who's in the wrong?
It's interesting, isn't it? Because sometimes with a pizza, you do get bloated, but the toppings do look still delish.
Yeah.
So you don't want the bready base, but you do want the flavour. I have been known
yeah.
to pick toppings off.
As have I, yeah.
Okay.
This is yeah. classic girlfriend on a diet behaviour,
okay.
just
yeah.
so you know.
Okay, is
That's
it?
Fine. I yeah. can take that.
But if he's been saving it for lunch...
Mm.
She's not left him with a great deal of joy.
Two things to unpick here.
Okay, Victoria's already, she's going.
I'm going,
I can
I'm
see
going.
It in her eyes.
I'm going.
Brace yourself.
Okay, did he say at any point, though, I'm going to have that for my lunch tomorrow?
Because uh-huh, okay.
if he hadn't vocalised that,
mm-hmm.
how was she to know? She's not a fucking mind okay. reader, guys.
Yeah, yeah.
We can't read boyfriends' minds,
okay.
despite what they might think.
Okay, fine.
Are you saying shotgun rules are in effect when it comes to leftovers?
Not necessarily. I just think we need to talk about it more. I think you need to assign who's doing what with the leftovers.
Yes, and also buy a bigger one if you can,
yeah,
if you want some
have
for tomorrow.
Your own pizza.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There is
yeah,
no
yeah,
confusion.
Yeah.
You can pick the toppings yeah. to your heart's content.
They're in
Fish
an
bash.
early stage of relationship,
yeah.
though, where, oh, isn't it lovely to share? By the way, that gets old quick.
And only having half a pizza. Once you're a few years deep, God, they see you eat a large pizza
yeah.
with the grease dripping down you, and that's fine.
Yeah, it's fine.
Again, it's fine.
It's really fine.
So I would say she's in the wrong here, actually.
Paul?
Which does pain me.
Yeah, I mean, I gotta say, I kind of agree with what you're saying, Victoria.
Oh, thank
it's
you.
Like, who's claiming it?
Yeah.
Although, if it's in his house, then I think there is some kind of squatter's rights
well,
with leftover pizza.
We don't know whose house it is,
yeah,
and we don't know who paid for it.
Oh,
yeah,
it's another
there's so
good point.
Much. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sometimes I go, you'll walk past a pizza, leftover pizza, and you go, I'll just take that bit of tomato off. And what you don't realise is that when you're just taking that small bit of tomato off, cheese and ham come with it.
Insight to your pizza choices.
And leave a gap.
Yeah.
And then I don't know what you're supposed to do.
Well, we had pizza the other night and we had a pizza each and we both left a few slices. We both had them separately for lunch the next day. not a problem.
Yeah.
I do respect that more. Because it does feel like, just reading between the lines, that if they're in the early stages, she's still playing that, oh, I'm a girl, I don't eat much.
When really,
I'm much more impressed with a woman who's like, no, I want my own pizza and I will demolish the lot.
Yeah.
That's the kind of woman I want in my
cheesy
life.
Cheesy chips on the side.
Agreed.
Yeah.
I'm hazarding a guess that she's early 20s.
Yeah.
And none of us would even eat in front of a man when we were early 20s. So we get it.
Yeah.
But...
No.
Fast forward a few years, you won't give a shit.
Oh, she's one of those girls who, when they go through McDonald's, she's like, oh, I'll just have a Happy Meal. It's not cute. Order grown-up food.
Oh, no squash. No kids' meals.
Gosh.
Little insight into Paul's life.
Be an adult. Okay.
We have put this to our Facebook group.
We have, yes. And as always, people had a lot to say on it. So, Tanya Coulter says, if it ain't packed in your lunchbox, it's fair game.
Oh, God. It's got to be actually
in the lunchbox. Wow.
Louise Adams says, if it's in the kitchen unattended, it's fair game.
Oh, what? So you've got to just sit with the beats and like, no, it's mine.
Yeah. Or you've got to put it in a box and hide it.
Oh,
That's a you snooze, you lose game played in Louise's house. Yeah, it's fine, definitely. As long as you know the rules of the game, it's fine.
That's it, as long as you vocalise, it's fine. Jess Collis says, 100% she is in the wrong. My daughter does this and it's rage-inducing. I'm such a nice person, I won't even eat the crispy top half of my lasagna if I think I'm leaving that half.
Oh, I pick at stuff like that. For sure.
Yeah, I don't really.
Pick the crispy bits off.
But I'm more likely
to have... Leave the rest for everyone else.
I'm more likely to have the leftovers, though.
Are you?
So, yeah.
Chloe Sunnock says, I have so many questions. Who paid for the pizza? And also, what were the toppings? This will determine my view. If it's a Hawaiian, they are both gross and they belong together. And that, guys,
that's
is
true. That's true. And Emma Carroll says, my brain can't compute this. A quarter of a pizza each. They stopped when they were full. They didn't even order any sides or dessert on a Friday. I'm not upset. I'm just very disappointed.
Very disappointed.
That's fair.
I had a pizza the other week and it had mini roast potatoes on it.
What?
Really?
It was really nice.
Yeah, you kept that off the main episode.
Yeah, I did. I can't even remember when it was. In the last few weeks.
Nice. Though.
What else did I have on it?
Can't remember. Cheese, I want to say. And the potatoes were like sagey.
That's like carb on carb.
Yeah. Did it have a bit of pork?
Yeah, was it like a roast dinner pizza or something like that?
It wasn't really. I wish I'd have thought about this before I announced it and I could have researched it for you. But it had mini roast potatoes on it.
That's all you remember.
Potato on pizza.
Beautiful.
Give it to me.
I'm thinking what I'd want with that. Could we have a lamb and mint sauce pizza?
No, Paul, we can't.
Why?
No.
Yeah, but she's already got roast potatoes on it, so we're down there.
Mint on a pizza.
I mean, mint is great, though, isn't it? It's like with anything. I do love mint sauce.
Any pizza places in the area that can deliver us one of those for next week's recording?
Gluten-free base, please.
Oh, God. Yeah, the worst of the bases.
Boring.
Remember, you can now get 3 episodes of this podcast a week, 2 on this feed and an extra portion on Patreon. For just £3 a month, you get access to our whole library of extra portions. You get weight loss certificates designed by producer Paul, and what a great job he's done of them.
Oh, don't go on about it, guys. Okay. I don't do it for the praise.
Keep going, Jay.
Free stickers as well, and you'll be in the draw for £100 every single month. Just go to patreon.com/secretslimpod. Or you can search for The Secret World of Slimming Clubs on the Patreon app.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Okay, so I mentioned it on the main episode last week that I have got a rival for mums.
Fuming.
Are you ready for this?
Mums is make one meal soup.
Yep.
It's my diet, guys. It's worked for 100% of participants.
Really?
Shame you stopped doing it.
I didn't do it properly once, but...
Yeah, but a lot of people have. They've people done really well. Yeah. So here we go. So it's sort of, you inspired me slightly.
Okay.
I say slightly.
I'll take that.
So a study has shown that if you add a low calorie soup starter ahead of your main meal, you are likely to eat 20% less food.
Oh, interesting.
I love a soup starter as well, I don't know if it makes me eat less.
Oh, I don't know, because I think it's the most filling of all the starters. And it's like,
yeah,
I do love it, but if I was going for like a Sunday roast, I would actually avoid the soup starter because it's like, I want to really nail the roast.
Is that because you're having bread in it? You dip in bread.
Yeah, I am that's gonna bread. That's
but it depends on the soup, because I think if you're having a leek and potato, that's a filling soup.
Yeah, it is.
Compared to like a carrot soup.
The key thing to that is low calorie, and that's made me think watery, and no one wants to be disappointed with
nobody
the
starter. Nobody wants a water. Yeah.
No. Yeah, and you definitely can't have bread with it if you're doing it for these purposes.
Okay,
yeah.
Fine. So it does help us eat less for our main.
And it's supposed to, the soup will help you feel full and satisfied. So it helps you eat less of your more calorific main meal and potentially dodge dessert. Which is a bold statement.
It is a bold statement. If anybody wants to try this out, again, not prepared to myself.
I've got to say, I would rather have a starter than a dessert, personally.
Mr. Flapjack out of a jar. Yeah. Marshmallow by candle,
no,
right?
I still love a dessert.
That's a snack, sorry.
But I prefer, give me a prawn cocktail.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. No, good stuff like that is.
Oh, but God. Soup is also a good way to get more vegetables into your diet. That's a good thing as well. So,
and more veg helps you lose weight.
So I've come up with a name for this.
Okay.
Right, because obviously mums rolls off your tongue.
It does.
So this one, which I think will stick with people and remember it a little bit better.
Okay.
Ass.
What do you mean?
Yeah, so add... A soup starter. Ass.
The ass diet.
The yeah.
Ass diet.
Oh, come on, guys. Let's all get on board with that.
The ass diet helps you ass get smaller.
Yeah, it does. Get it on a sticker for your support.
It's good.
Go.
It's good.
Ass and moms. I mean, I'm sure if you Google that, that's something else would come up.
Mom's ass.
Mom's ass.
Ass moms. Whatever you want to Google. Totally up to you. Well done, Victoria. Each fun side episode, we want to hear what you're talking about as well. The two sides of your dieting personality, your slimming angel and slimming devil. And this week it's Heather.
Hi, my name is Heather. When I am a slimming angel, I have NutriCheck downloaded on my phone. It's filled in every day. We're at the gym 3 times a week. Fruit and yogurt for breakfast, chicken salad for lunch, absolutely lovely fresh home cooked meals. And just an absolute slimming goddess. When I am a slimming devil, however, Just Eat is my favourite app. Rolls from the van are a typical breakfast. Friday McDonald's and work is a thing. And my husband and I have regular conversations along the lines of, what do you want for dinner? Knowing full well that we are both going to have a takeaway. Mickey Batman is my favourite person during a slimming devil phase, and right now he probably thinks I'm dead because I've not been for about 6 weeks.
Oh, amazing.
God, I feel like I could listen to Heather talk.
Yeah, me too.
All day.
Really,
what a lovely
great
nice voice.
I added the music to that at the weekend, and I immediately said to my wife, the universe wants me to have a kebab, because I haven't had one for a while, and she mentioned the kebab
really
man.
That's
there.
What you got from that.
And that's what I really
it's
take
funny how you take things,
because I go through real phases with a kebab. I think I've mentioned that before.
You've mentioned
because,
kebabs a lot recently.
Yeah, well, that's it, because the universe wants me to have one.
Did you have one?
No, not yet.
Okay.
Because I...
Oh, you had all the party food,
yeah, it was
you?
My son's birthday party, yeah. So it could be this weekend is kebab
time. That's exciting
time.
For you.
Yeah.
My boyfriend said to me, because... Did I tell you I was double shifting?
No, you've never mentioned it.
For a fortnight. backbone of the company. And he said to me, oh, you won't want to get home and cook. So are we just going to have takeaways this week?
What about I'll cook for you, Joe?
Yeah, no, that never came out of his mouth. He just suggested takeaways. And I was like, well, I'll get home about 4:15. So
It
will be okay for me to cook.
Actually, speaking of Donno, not the same, but we got a Donno kebab from a local butcher's.
To do at home?
To do at home in the air fryer. Absolutely incredible. It tasted just like Donna without all of the fat. And I know sometimes that is the best bit, but it was like healthy. And we had it like with a Greek salad.
And you can keep that to yourself.
Yeah, I don't know. I eat a lot at the moment. So
yeah, true. It's hard to fit it all in.
That sounds amazing.
Yeah, it does. Lovely. I don't think I've ever seen that though.
No, yes. I hadn't.
So was it like a joint, like a single piece that you had to carve and it had all the kind of spices and stuff?
It honestly tasted like it. Honestly, if I go again and I find one, I'll get one, keep it in the freezer until the next year.
That sounds amazing.
Oh, honestly, God, it was really good, and I did not think that I would like a healthy kebab, but I did.
Beautiful. I don't think it's healthy.
I think it is. It's from a butcher's. It's fine.
Get that on a sticker. If it's from a butcher's, it's fine. Well done, everybody. We want to hear about the slimming angel and devil within you. Just send us a voice note on our socials. We are at Secret Slim Pod. And everybody who we feature on the podcast, everyone who we feature on the podcast will receive a Slimming Angel sticker. If Heather could get in touch, because producer Paul is very bad at getting addresses.
She lives in Scotland.
Okay. Heather in Scotland.
Narrows it down.
A little bit more of your address needed.
She'll be okay.
Let us know and we'll send you a Slimming Angel sticker. That is it for this episode of Fun Size. We have one more main episode to go.
I know.
For the year.
What a year it's
Thursday,
been.
Thursday, we're going to look back at our year.
Yeah. It's exciting, isn't it?
Food-wise, loss-wise, diet-wise.
Questionable, isn't it?
Oh, I'm already dreading it. Let me tell you, but let's do it. Our final one, our last hurrah. And, of course, our final £100 draw of the year.
Excited just before Christmas. Lovely.
This Thursday.
Exciting.
So last episode and £100 draw. So there's still time for you to get in. £3 if you want to join our Patreon and you're in for this week's draw. Good luck. But whether you're slimming or sinning, remember, there's no shame in a gain.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.